on location with Coach Your Brains out here. Got Coach Rich Lamborn, who I'd like to ask about Billy's meteoric rise from obscure podcast host to obscure world tour player.
He certainly is obscure on the world tour thus far, but made a splash early, coming through the qualifier against a tough Austrian team that we hadn't seen ever, and a really tough Russian team that is a main draw staple in Barsuk and Lyamin, I think is how you say his last name. Yeah, so he made his presence felt quickly.
Yeah, Rich, did you even know that Billy hosted a podcast?
I did know he was involved, yeah, with Nils and Johnny Mayer, right? And yourself? All right, that's quite a group of people there.
The facial expression is not impressed.
I'm just wondering, I don't know, like, what's the audience? Other volley nerds? Yeah, I from time to time, I sit in on the Net Live, a volley competitor.
Yeah.
In the podcast world. But I mainly do that just so that Jeremy Roucher and I can heckle Kevin Barnett.
Yeah, yeah. I think the two podcasts run in different lanes, so not much competition there.
Okay. You guys are Coach Your Brains Out, which you're more the analytical side of volleyball.
Yeah. And less news-based.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and the Net Live is more kind of informative,
right,
as to what's going on in the world of volleyball.
Right.
All right, well, I mean, we're crossing those lines a little bit, right, talking about Dr. Allen and his results.
Okay.
Obviously, they had a great win in Seattle. It was quite a whirlwind kind of 2 days where we had to play a semifinal. He had the wonderful idea of checking our bags.
Oh, that wasn't your idea.
That wasn't my idea. I'm not that smart. I think I've maybe coached all my brains out. But... we did that, got back to the venue for a 1 o'clock final at about 12:37. Plenty of time to warm up. And ended up winning that, going straight to the airport. We take a flight to San Francisco from Seattle, flight to Frankfurt, where I asked Billy, have you ever been to the Frankfurt airport before? And he said a phrase I'll never forget, this is my first time in Europe. Which, after 10 years at, you know, a high, high level in the sport is... fascinating.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, he literally has kind of toiled in obscurity.
Yeah.
I suppose. But you know, I'm happy to see him out here, and because certainly he has the game to be out here, and coming through the qualifier in the manner they did was fantastic. And I'm just stoked to be a part of their team and hopefully to see them do some awesome stuff from here on forward.
Okay, so let's talk less about results. So a big focus of the show is growth mindset.
Okay.
Where do you see Billy having a growth mindset? And where do you see him not having a growth mindset?
I don't know that we've delved into that deep of a...
Just as a person.
Just as a person? Yeah, no, I don't know. I think Billy's incredibly receptive to anything we've talked about, which, I don't know, at a later stage in your career, I think becomes harder and harder to do. But the best players find ways to do that, right? So one of the things that we've talked about specifically is a little bit of width in hand positioning on defense, and he's working on that. I mean, we all know that habits are hard to change, right? Creating neural pathways and all that kind of stuff takes a lot of time and effort, because we've all spent lots of years building whatever habits we have. And so certainly from a coach's perspective, I appreciate the effort in that vein. And, you know, I mean, obviously the margin between winning and losing out here is very small. So any little fractional upgrade we can try and make is of the utmost importance. I think he's got a wonderful growth mindset, to answer your question.
Okay, but now knowing that you have maybe hundreds of listeners,
mm-hmm,
can you crush down Billy at all, or...?
I really don't know in what area I would crush him down. I mean, the guy's got one of the best ab games on tour.
Yeah, it's tight.
It's tight. Yeah, I know it makes Theo a little self-conscious. He's like, can I get a break? Each partner I get's got better abs than the last one.
How's Billy's hand setting been going? Because that was something he's been talking about doing and getting better at.
Yeah, he's been hand setting great. And, you know, Theo had mentioned to him out here that a lot of times they call the depth because, you know, the ball comes out flawlessly out of his hands. But he does, you know, have a little bit of that California deep dish. But he's adjusted nicely and kind of kept good high hand positioning. Again, to your growth mindset question, you know, I mean, I think the ability to make that change on the spot, to be kind of cognizant of those things as you're adjusting to any number of other things, you know, playing in your first international event is really impressive. So I hate to disappoint the listener of this podcast, but I don't really have anything negative to say. Give me a couple weeks, maybe.
Yeah. We'll revisit this conversation in a month, and then we'll see where we're at.
Yeah.
Big round of applause for Rich Lamborn. Rich is clapping for himself. Thanks for coming on.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.